Hello, this is Gert Leonhardt, futurist and CEO of the Futures Agency. Today, having a session here with my friend and colleague, Rudy De Waele. Rudy is also a futurist for the Futures Agency and runs his own site and conference on the Internet of Things, shift2020.com. So today, we're going to talk about the Internet of Things, which has become a really hot topic, you know, kind of like social media used to be, or big data, now it's IoT, and of course, artificial intelligence. So briefly, maybe Rudy can give us an introduction. What is actually the Internet of Things? You know, make it brief.
Well, the Internet of Things is pretty straightforward, connecting all the things that you can imagine to the Internet. Yeah, so I think as of now, the main action is on the industrial side. Yeah, mm-hmm. So to create better productivity, to create better...
creativity.
No, not really.
Efficiency.
Efficiency. Right. Better efficiency was the word I was looking for. Thank you, Gert. So, and that you have in many different areas, yeah, like transport, energy already, manufacturing. But on the consumer side, on the other side, it's the big questions will be like how consumers will interact with all these objects. Because from the industrial side, they're just like putting the sensors everywhere now. But there's no real thought yet, or there's a lot of, thinking in design agencies and all that, but there's a very few concrete examples, actually, of what is going to happen, how the user is going to interact with all these objects. Yeah, so it's very early days in the Internet of Things, yeah? So this is going to be a hot topic for a couple of years to come.
I think, you know, the idea of the Internet of Things, of course, connecting inanimate objects, you know, like the sensor networks and environmental controls and cars and all that stuff. I mean, I think Cisco had predicted something like 270 billion connected devices in 70 years or something, and we are already something like 50 billion, I think, already. So, for example, connecting cars that produce their own data, and of course all the traffic lights interconnecting, and farming equipment, which is extremely popular now, to essentially figure out what is happening when on the field and combining all information. Basically, when that happens and we get to like a trillion connected devices, everything is connected and monitored, right? So to me, the biggest plus of that, of course, would be kind of hyper efficiency. You know, you can cut down logistic costs by 50-60%. You can support green energy with that. You can do all these really positive things. And then there's a huge unintended, or maybe partly intended, consequence, which is that all that information can be used for secondary purposes, right? Including surveillance and you know, infringing on our privacy and connecting everything about us. For example, if the car is connected to the internet, it will know that you're an aggressive driver, Rudy, which I have observed myself, just kidding. But if you were an aggressive driver, then you could be flagged as such, and then would have all kinds of ramifications. For example, if you want to deliver pizzas, they wouldn't hire you. Being an aggressive driver, I'd rather eat the pizza than deliver it. But in any case, you'd be in a disadvantage because of that. And so I'm wondering, what do you think about, I mean, how can we control this? It seems to me like the companies who are offering this stuff, like Cisco and Amazon and many others, and of course Google, and everybody's in this business now, but in telcos, right? Are they actually concerned about the things that may not work or may work too well, for example, turning us into a giant array of algorithms?
Well, I think as of now, from the industrial side, they're just like, you know, trying to connect all the things without a lot of thinking, actually, of how the user is going to interact and like what are going to be the rights for the user on privacy. There's a term, what is called privacy by design, mm-hmm. which designers and coders are using now, of actually embedding objects, but with privacy already embedded for the user. Yeah, so I think there's tons of platforms now. There's tons of apps out there. There's tons of projects out there where actually people are experimenting with these things. Yeah, so the risk of there is that you know, if there's only one Facebook, one Amazon, one Google that's going to control all these objects, of course we're going to be in big trouble.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know, in the previous internet, the current internet with people and devices, nobody thought very much about what would happen once we are connected. They just did it, and it became a benefit, right? And then all the unintended consequences are already very large, right? So, I mean, many of us are, for example, a lot of people feel like they have to fulfill what they look like on the internet in real life, so that you what you have created online becomes a larger persona than you are, and you know you're doing things because of that, and the obsession with being online and FOMO, right? Nobody is dealing with that because it was just it's just a fallout from it, right? And imagine that times 1,000, right? And that could be fundamentally bad, right? Mm-hmm. So,
well, I think there will be a lot of data, as you know, it's all about the user in the end and how he controls his data. Yeah, there's users that, you know, they just put stuff on the internet and they don't really know anymore what they have activated a couple of years ago. And so, but that data keeps rolling, like, or could keep following you without you noticing it. And I think, well, the smart companies, they will, of course, you know, take care of the user and take care of these issues, because nobody wants to have bad publicity. And it's going to become more and more very important that, you know, that actually that these type of topics are integrated and respected for the user.
But, you know, will the companies really do this? I mean, the current experience of the internet has shown us the more we give from ourselves, the better it is for these guys. So they don't want us to reconsider the deal. The opposite is true, and they will attract us to give more. Right? And they will not attract us not to give more, because it's not good for them, right? So this Faustian bargain that we have with Google and Facebook and Baidu and you name it, right? That is a standard. And if you look at that now, will those companies actually look out for us, or will they just hoover up absolutely everything? Yeah?
Well, of course, everything is in the sake of better productivity and more profit. Yeah. So in the case of retail, for example, you know, there can be many cases that it can be even more productive and for the user, or to create better user experiences in big retail shoppings and things like
that. It can be, but will they protect us from the stuff that wasn't designed, right? Yes, I mean, we can save huge amount of energy costs. We can probably reduce global warming and using these kind of concepts, right? But then will we be completely, utterly tracked, monitored, and surveilled, you know, and essentially become algorithms because we have to, you know, basically keep a low profile or do whatever, you know, will they protect us from that sort of abuse of it? That's the question I have. Currently, I don't see that. I don't see companies stepping forward and saying, you know, Internet of Things, security, privacy, social contracts, ethics, you know, ethics don't even appear on the Internet of Things.
Well, I think we will grow on a societal level and how we organize all that to a code of ethics, or there has to be a contract of ethics that will have to be respected by the companies. Yeah, like we have the privacy law in Europe, yeah, which is not as sharp or severe as in other countries. But I think we will have to do that, yeah, because in order to protect, let's say, everybody, yeah, or any type of activity that we, or any type of data that we give into the cloud, everything is traceable. Yeah, everything that we throw in there is traceable, so it can be abused. So, and this will have to be.
Well, we need regulation for that.
Yeah,
I mean, to me, it seems obvious. You know, we have regulated the oil companies because they were too powerful, and still they got away with murder, profit, and accidents and stuff. But now we have these companies that are the new oil companies, right? Data is the new oil. So these companies are now the new, but they're not regulated at all, and they certainly aren't self-regulating. In fact, they aren't even talking about these topics because they just want to go forward and do all the things. That would be like saying, now we're going to put another 500 oil platforms into the Arctic, and we'll worry about the rest later. Well, we can't do that, you know, because it's too important. It's too dangerous. And so I think unless these things are being solved, the Internet of Things will fall flat to be good enough. And it will not actually work in the same way intended, because people will tend to not want to have their vacuum cleaner tell people, you know, what kind of stuff is in the vacuum.
Yeah, but there is no guarantee yet that all these things are going to work, yeah, on all levels. Remember the days of the, you know, Bluetooth connectivity, you know, with the early, you know, before the smartphone, we had our phones, and then Bluetooth came up, and then there was all the hype about, oh, we're going to be able to connect Bluetooth in retail centers and send messages to the user.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nothing of that happened, yeah, because mm-hmm. the user didn't really like that, or it was not perfect, or it was not a great user experience at that time yet. So, but yeah, I think that we're in the early days, and of course now, you know, corporations, they abuse a bit this type of data and potential, because there's no regulation yet. Yeah, so I think firstly there will have to be regulation on these topics, because there's many issues in many different areas. Yeah, so not just industrial, just think about transport, and then later on self-driving cars, insurances, health, wellness. That's very private data. Yeah?
Well, you know, I think that the question of how we're going to do something and if we can do it will be rapidly solved, because the answer is almost always going to be yes, we can do it, and it's basically becoming more feasible every day. So the question of why and who and how, you know, becomes more important. I mean, the why question becomes more important, right? And then also who, right? Who is going to be in charge? Who's going to run this? Right? So we have to leave this conversation open for now. There's a great event that Rudy is doing. By the time you hear this podcast, it's probably close to the event. It's IoT Shift Conference, and you can find out about it where?
IoTShifts.com.
IoTShifts.com.
Shifts.
IoTShifts.com. Yeah. Or just go to Rudy's website, shift2020.com, or my website, futurewithgert.com, and gert.io, gertio. They find lots of stuff there. And, of course, our website, thefuturesagency.com. Thanks for tuning in, and see you down the road. Bye.